Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our program. We are here for the next 2 hours on a beautiful Sunday morning and waiting for your phone call. Simple as that. Please pick up the call and the phone and give us a call. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We broadcast far and wide across the great state of Texas, well into Oklahoma, all around, and we have a toll-free number for you so that you can give us a call. Robert Borowski is answering the phones for me this morning and running the boards. Major Logan will be here for news, and you have me. And that's our team. Huge station, tiny team. We try to match up to the size of the station. So we'll do the best we can for you, but I have to have your phone calls first. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We talk gardening. We talk about the plants at your place. If you're thinking about re-landscaping this fall, this is the time to call. If you're thinking about any of the problems you encountered this summer and would like to have some diagnostics, I'll give it my best shot. That's the number to call. Whatever your plant question might be, it's 800-288-9227. Right now we're joined by Steve Huddleston, who is a senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. I might add, it is a wonderful place to go this time of the year. Steve, good morning.
Well, it is. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, and you're going to see some plants that you don't see very often. And you have two of them that you guys feature, I think I know where both of these plants are this time. I always ask you, where is this in the 100-plus acres? But I think I know. But tell us about these two beautiful plants.
Well, the first one is an evergreen vine. It's an evergreen wisteria, in fact. And it blooms, mid to late summer. It's fully in bloom now. It's beautiful. This vine produces terminal clusters of reddish-violet flowers that are beautiful against that dark evergreen foliage. This is a very sturdy vine. It needs good support. We've got it blooming on the rock wall in front of the garden center. We also have it blooming on the large trellis behind the garden center.
This is Melitia reticulata, folks. It is not the same plant as wisteria. You'll occasionally see a regular wisteria. Wisteria, I guess, is sinensis, isn't it?
Yes.
You'll see that in bloom in the fall with a flower here, a flower there. That's not what Steve's referring to at all. Not in plant and not in how heavily flowering it is. So this is evergreen wisteria. How would you rank its overall display compared to the spring wisteria, Steve?
Well, it's a little more understated. I mean, it's the flowers don't jump out at you as much because they're dark. That dark color recedes, but mm-hmm. when you get up close, you notice it. It is a beautiful, as I said, rich reddish violet color.
Yeah, I've seen it when you've had it in bloom, and it is gorgeous. It's about as far north as you're going to want to grow. No damage last winter, Steve?
No.
All right, that's a good point. That's a good measurement, because last year was a pretty good testing year. Second plant you have is one that may confuse people. In fact, I've been confused by this, because when you take photos of this, it's kind of like the regular blue ageratum. You get a little bit of a color shift, and you think you're looking at something kind of pinkish, and somebody sent one to me for ID not too long ago, and I got Steve in Weatherford to Stephen Chambly to help me with the ID of it, and I said, well, it's pinker than I remembered. All right, all that, I'm sorry for that wind-up. You pitch. Go for it. Ball game's yours. I'm done.
This is Greg's Mist Flower. It looks like an ageratum. In fact, we just call it a hardy ageratum. Mm-hmm. But it's a perennial. It gets about 18 to 24 inches tall. It has blue flowers summer to fall, dies down in the winter, of course, tolerates most soils. It does well in sun, to part sun. It's an outstanding blue flower for the fall garden, and it tolerates wet feet as well as limestone soil. It's native to the Trans-Pecos. It attracts butterflies, mm-hmm. especially painted ladies, monarchs. This time of the year, you'll see lots of butterflies on this plant, so it's a very good plant for a butterfly garden.
Tell us where you have it.
We have it in the trial garden for sure. That's the most prominent location.
All right, that's good. And coming up this Saturday, a big sale to lovers of two kinds of plants. Tell us about that.
Well, it's the annual iris and daylily sale. It is this Saturday, September 27th, from 9 to 5. You ought to be there at 9 o'clock for best selections. The sale takes place in the garden center, and this is an opportunity to buy from those who grow these perennials. So you're really talking to some people who know their plants.
Instead of getting a 25-year-old variety that has been tissue cultured and grown by the million, you're getting some very limited brand new or much newer varieties that are quite special. This is really the place to go.
Yes.
So that's this coming Saturday, September 27, 9 to 5. You show up at 4:30, you're going to be sweeping up the potting soil or something.
There you go.
Yeah. You want to be there at 9, folks, on that one. Okay, how does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Folks, that's 2 miles west or 2 or 3 miles west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30, mm-hmm. and it's behind all of those beautiful trees. How do they find you online?
fwbg.org.
All right, Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. And the 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
Steve Huddleston is the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Go out and see what he and his team have provided for you. It is beautiful. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
All right, talk to you next Sunday. That report is sponsored by Dixon Brothers. You heard one of the owners of Dixon Brothers, Mary Travlin, along with her husband, own Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, a 41st year family business, providing water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, service pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. Mary Travland has been my friend and my announcer for many, many years. That's where you just heard her voice. Keep your pool sparklingly blue and fun with Pool Life exclusive pool care collection. Happy pool, happy life. Relax poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, not worrying about pool maintenance. If you do need help, take a water sample to Dixon Brothers. They'll test it and write a simple recipe using professional strength Pool Life products to make your pool life perfect. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds, your source of those great Pool Life products. Visit the large Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or call them at 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. Dixon Brothers, open 6 days a week, closed Sundays, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, we take our first call today, and it starts with Zella in Fort Worth. Zella, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll tell you my problem. I have a fruitless mulberry tree over 50 years old in my backyard. The squirrels have eaten and gnawed the bark off of those little bitty end limbs, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I finally handled the squirrels. I cannot keep them out of the tree. But what do I need to trim those little dead branches? What can I do to save that tree?
They chew on branches. I have them up in my pecan trees at our home, and I see live oak trees that they have gnawed away on, and that's just the nature of being a squirrel because their teeth grow consistently, and
they have to keep
their teeth sharp.
And if there's nothing in the world I can do.
No, well, hang on. To answer your question, I was kind of getting at the fact that those branches then do die. The leaves turn brown and they hang in place for a period of time, but then they will break and fall off. If you have a long-handled pole pruner and if it's safe to use it in that area, in other words, no power lines around, then you could certainly nip them off if you can reach high enough. But that's the only other way other than getting an arborist out to do it for you.
Well, I feel better already and appreciate it. Now, is there anybody... any tree people that will go up and remove a squirrel nest in a tree?
I don't know. I would imagine that arborists do that all the time because they would be in the way of their safety.
Well, they don't like to get up there, but I have one in my oak tree that I'd like to get down.
Yeah,
so.
I have.
I appreciate your help so much.
Well, Zella, I'm glad you called.
And I enjoy your program.
I enjoy having
you listen. And I read your article.
Atta girl.
And I do the best I can.
You do great. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All
Bye.
Right. What a great way to start a program out. That's great. Stephanie and Joyce, as we apparently are in Ladies' Day here at the program. Stephanie in Waco, Joyce in Garland, you are welcome to call. We have two other lines open if you'd like to call, and you don't have to be a lady to call. If you are female, it's nice if you're a lady, but gentlemen are also welcome to call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and go to several calls. Let me tell you about my brand new book, as I take up stuttering as my new hobby. My brand new book released this past April, and I am really proud of this book. It has everything in it that I ever wanted to put in a book. We worked feverishly for a year, and when I say we, there are only three of us working on it: my editor, Carolyn Skye, graphic designer, Cindy Smith, and Neil. And you can see what we turned out by buying a copy of it. Satisfaction guaranteed. Now, there's something very special about the copies you're getting right now because they are signed. If you would like to get a Christmas gift and have it signed and ready to go, they're already signed and boxed. We can get them in the mail early this week. I took delivery on books. They normally are warehoused in the printer facility in San Antonio. But I thought, you know, I've been kind of laid up with a bum leg, and I'm going to get a bunch of books signed. And so, indeed, I did, and that's what we're offering to you now while we have them. Signed copies of my book at no extra price. I'm not going to charge for my signature. That's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is the book. The chapter one is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State. Chapter two takes all of my old calendar information, updates it completely. I put 48 pages in the book of when to do things, when things need to be done. And instead of one page per month, you get 4 pages per month. I used to have 1 page per month when I did an annual gardening calendar. And then individual chapters on trees, another chapter on shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, and then fruit and vegetables. It's everything about outdoor landscape and garden activities in Lone Star State. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, and this book is only $28.95, normally only $32.95. But we've left the price exactly the same, $28.95. If I had gone through a publisher, this would have been another $15 or $20. That's kind of what happens. But by self-publishing it and by limiting the sales only to our magazine office, we've been able to give you a really good deal. Call while we still have signed copies available. The office is open right now with extra personnel, 1-800-752-GROW. Not in stores, only through this number until 11 o'clock today, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. You can order 24/7 at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Before you start doing tree work, trimming, and even planting for that matter, you need to know before you grow and know before you go out there with your pruning pole. Just like I mentioned to Zella just a moment ago, you don't want to be using pruning tools anywhere near power lines, anywhere. If you're using a pole pruner, you know, those telescoping long-handled pole pruners, the power lines better be in the other part of your yard, the backyard or the front yard, and you better be in the part that doesn't have power lines. Otherwise, you need to get an arborist out. Or if you are planting new trees, ask, how tall does this tree grow? How wide? It's so sad when I see people, individuals, homeowners, or even cities and developers planting great big species of trees beneath power lines. What are they thinking? Encore has to maintain our power lines. Their job, if you look at their job description, get power to the people. They've never told me that is a slogan. I don't know that that's a slogan, but it sure does describe what they do. Get power to the people, and it has nothing to do with pruning trees beautifully. They need to get power to the people. We can help. Don't allow these trash trees to grow beneath the power lines. Take them out when they're seedlings, little hackberry seedlings, for example. I've covered every aspect of the Encore message in this one. If you want more details in a more organized format, see what my friends have put online. That's Encore Electric Service Delivery, ONCOR.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Let me tell you, oh, they're great people, too, I might add. Let me tell you about some other great people who have been friends of mine for 44 years. That is the fine people at North Haven Gardens. Owned and operated by three generations of the Pincus family, I just think the world of the people at North Haven Gardens and of what they have meant to horticulture in North Texas. North Haven has camellias that will brighten up winter days with beautiful blooms and shiny evergreen foliage. They're all gorgeous, and North Haven Gardens has new selections of these shade-tolerant shrubs, including April Dawn with double blooms, candy stripe streaks of pink and white. Jury's Yellow is a stunning anemone-style puff of creamy yellow with white ruffled outer petals. Small Leaf Tea, that's Camellia sinensis, is the more modest blooming member of the genus. It's the source of the popular caffeine drink. It's an excellent shade-tolerant shrub for your edible landscape. Mercy. North Haven Gardens has saffron crocus, Crocus sativus, for those looking to bring gourmet to their garden. Try growing this source of the golden saffron spice. It is unique. All roses are 20% off at North Haven Gardens. Beautyberry bushes, Calicarpa Americana, Mexican and White Spritzer, $5 off. If you don't know Beautyberry, that's the thing that has those magenta berries that are so glorious, and they're clustered in almost, well, they're anywhere from golf ball to tennis ball size clusters up and down the stems. A deciduous shrub, brightly colored berries that remain on the bush into the winter. Check out North Haven Gardens pop-up classes through September. Today at 2, there will be a Gardens in Miniature workshop from 2 until 3. Go to nhg.com for more information on their events page. North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road. That's between Forest and Royal, about halfway between, a little closer to Royal, and in North Dallas, about a block west of Central, between Hillcrest and Central. 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It's North Haven Gardens. Stephanie in Waco, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a problem. I live in rental property, and when we moved in, I did not recognize them as being grapevines, but I was later told that along the fence line, it was grapevines. And they had actually come across the yard and got up under the siding on the house. I finally got the property owner to come out, and I don't know what he put along the fence line, but it did seem to kill them on the fence line. And then I noticed that under the siding, because they are protruding from the top under the eaves of the roof, that they did die off. However, with all the rain we had this spring, they're back, and they're back with a vengeance. But now I don't know where to put anything on them to kill them unless I spray it on them.
Now, you don't want to spray up. You want to apply the material down at ground line. Stephanie, if they are going behind the siding and up the side of the house, then they are tethered to the soil at some point. You have to find that point. They're behind shrubs or they're somewhere, but they are sneaking up behind the siding. At some point, you're going to see that vine attached to the foundation or to some vertical surface back flat against the wall. That's the point at which you address them. You cut them off at the ground. If that stem that you cut is as big as your thumb or larger, and it probably is, then get the next 4 inches of the stem out of the way so you get a clear shot at the stump. In other words, you cut it off maybe half an inch above the ground, and then the next 4 inches above that, you cut it again and remove that little piece of the trunk, and that gives you a clear shot at the stump and the root system. drill into that very carefully so that you don't just split out the stump, and pour a broadleafed weed killer in there, even if you have to use an eyedropper to put it into the hole that you've made, or holes if it's a big stem, something containing 2,4-D, 2,4-D. That'll be a broadleafed weed killer. It'll soak into the stump. It'll kill the roots. You already will have killed the top by severing it, and then it'll just have to decay or whatever will happen to it. That's another story. But anyway, that's how you can kill the vine.
Well, they're coming up under the patio, and there's no, I mean, I guess I could take the siding off the side of the house.
I don't know why you would need to do that. All you would do if you took all the siding off the house would be you would say, well, there's a stem going clear up to the eaves, and I see now there it goes down, there it goes, there it is, right there it goes into the ground. You have to find where it goes into the ground. It's the very same problem I face with honeysuckle seedlings in my landscape. I get honeysuckle up in shrubs, and it goes out over the shrubs, and I'm thinking, oh, great, now how am I going to get that out? I can't pull it out because it's twining around the shrubs. So what I have to do is trace it back to where it originates out of the soil. There's no other way. There's absolutely no other way. No other way.
Thank you so much for the information.
I know you can do that. You can do it. All right, let's see. Joyce in Garland, how can I help you?
Neil, I've raised a bunch of little plants, angel trumpets, mm-hmm. from seed.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so pretty that the plants did. So I transplanted one and took it to my son and daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have internet and really don't want it.
How can I help you
with
it? But
she told me that she read on internet that they were very poisonous. And she brought the plant back.
Yeah. Well, and that's her prerogative completely.
Yeah.
Some people worry a great deal about that. There are, I might list some other plants that she may have in her landscape that she may want to get rid of then. All tulips and daffodils and hyacinths are poisonous. So are tomato leaves. So are oak acorns, holly berries. Hang on, let me just get to my point because I've got a newscast I need to get to.
Oh.
My point, Joyce, is we can't worry about everything that's poisonous in our lives. Now, if we have a child who maybe is a special needs child, does not understand instructions, that's a different story. I didn't even get to Carolina jessamine and azaleas. I mean, a lot of our plants in some way or another will cause some kind of problem to our children. Angel's trumpet is a lovely plant, but if they're uncomfortable with it, there are lots of other nice white flowering plants, and so that wouldn't
be... Well, this one is one of the double ones, and
right?
That
wouldn't be the hill that I'd want to die on. I'd let it go and give them some other flowers the next time around. I agree with you. I think it's beautiful. I have grown them many, many times through the years, but I don't put them in harm's way where there are children right beside them. That I understand.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a matter.
Thank you.
Yeah, matter of personal taste. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. All right, let's see what we want to go on here. You know, it's about common sense in gardening. We can't be paranoid. We need to be responsible. It's not a big issue for me. Somebody says, I really don't want that. Okay, well, we can find something else. But so many plants have some measure of allergy. You know, think about red cedars and how much agony they cause millions of people, the so-called mountain cedar. Let me tell you right now about the Scotts Winter Guard, Turf Builder Winter Guard, Fall Lawn Fertilizer. The name Scotts is synonymous with fine fertilizers, and it really ought to be because there are millions of Americans and Texans who rely on Scotts products every year. Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard, Fall Lawn Fertilizer protects and strengthens your lawn for a fine lawn in the fall, and it also replenishes nutrients lost during the harsh summer and prepares grass for the winter, building strong, deep grass roots for a healthier lawn next spring. The most critical feeding of the entire year comes in the fall, and that would be the time then to apply Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer. Water deeply to get it down into the root zone. Children and pets certainly can re-enter the area that you fertilized immediately after the product's been applied and watered in. For best results, apply it using a Scotts spreader. You'll find all the Scotts products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer.
Don't miss late breaking news and weather. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
I want to tell you about Whiz Q Stone. My friends, Mike and his son Derek Wisnand, own and operate Whiz Q Stone, third generation in the business. Since 1983, these people have been perfecting the sale of stone. Beautiful stone, just mouth-wateringly beautiful stone. You really don't have a landscape until you have stone and decorative gravel and the beautiful things that Whiz Q Stone offers for sale. Leaders across the Metroplex turning landscaping dreams into reality. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, gravel. The skilled professionals at Whiz Q Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. When you go in their showroom and into their sales room, you'll realize I am really with the pros. It's unlike any other stone yard you've ever been in. Now visit the outside showroom of extensive displays to inspire you, to help you create and design your own personal outdoor paradise. They even offer classes there on Saturday, September 27, how to build a backyard pond. On October 4, how to build a paver patio. Classes start at 10 each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at Whiz Q Stone. Visit the experts at Whiz Q Stone. That's at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, Southeast Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. For more information, visit the website at whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com, 817-429-0822. Whiz Q Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. May I please introduce to you Major Logan.
Hey, thanks, Neil. It is 8:32. A person of interest has been named in the case of a missing college student. That story coming up after an update of traffic and weather on the ones. Here's your classic Chevrolet.com right now traffic watch. I-35W Fort Worth southbound at spur 280. An accident has blocked some lanes there. And we're still working an earlier accident southbound I-45 at Lamar Street, but it has now been moved over to the shoulder. Only the left lane gets by in that area. The WBAP 24/7 forecast today, mostly to partly sunny skies with isolated showers and storms possible. Warm and muggy with a high of 93 today, low tonight 67. Monday should be mostly sunny, cooler, less humid with a high of 86. Right now it's 72 degrees. Investigators have named a person of interest in connection to the disappearance of University of Virginia student Hannah Graham. Authorities say Jesse Matthew was the last person seen on camera with the 18-year-old before she vanished 1 week ago. Reporter Bozzy Kanani has more.
Police say Matthew was the last person seen with 18-year-old Hannah Graham on the night she disappeared, but he has not been arrested. And more clues in the case might come from an extensive search operation. Charlottesville police say nearly 1,000 University of Virginia students and local residents are volunteering this weekend to comb over every square foot of the town, and they have found items that forensic experts are evaluating for a possible connection to the unsettled case.
And a federal grand jury has issued a new indictment against a former BP executive charged with obstructing a congressional investigation into the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Friday's superseding indictment makes adjustments to existing obstruction of Congress and false statement charges against David Rainey, who faces a March 9th trial date. Once again, mostly to partly sunny today, high 93. Right now it's 72 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is next on WBAP.
All right, Major, thank you very much. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Valkyrie. A beautiful, spunky gal has the softest fur around. Valkyrie's a 3-year-old shepherd mix with a gorgeous white and brown coat. At 47 pounds, she's a perfect gal to cuddle and hug all day long. Valkyrie loves to play and especially loves to play chase. She was rescued from really bad conditions, and she has been nurtured and loved for several months at the SPCA shelter. They know their pets before they put them up for adoption, and they say this is one sweet girl. If you're looking for a gal who gets along with anybody, everybody, you really need to go out to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Valkyrie today, the friendliest gal in town. That is the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center of the SPCA in McKinney. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available, please go to spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Find a pet's just all written together, of course. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Valkyrie's already been spayed and microchipped, has all her age-appropriate vaccines. Now, let me give you the addresses of the two locations. She is at the McKinney Shelter, 8411 Stacy Road, and that's just east of Custer Road. It's in southwest McKinney. You think about Stacy coming from east of Central, past Central, all the way to Custer, and then at that point it changes to Main Street. So if you're coming from Frisco, you'll take Main Street, which turns into Stacy, and just a little east of Custer, that's where the SPCA shelter is. Lovely shelter. Open noon to 6, 7 days a week, and so is the Dallas shelter at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Noon to 6, 7 days a week, 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. This has been the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Our office is open until 11 o'clock today. If you would like to get my brand new book, a signed copy of it, by calling 1-800-752-GROW. And the people at my office are also set up to take your registration for our home landscape school. This is for 2015. It will be held all day, Saturday, February 14. That'll be at the Plano Center. 2 weeks later, we give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to finish your landscape plan. That's on February 28 or March 1 in North Dallas. All day long on Valentine's Day, February 14, at the Plano Center, we will teach you the principles of great landscape design. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers. You'll end up with a working drawing drawn to scale of your own landscape project. Be thinking about what you'd like some help with in landscaping and learn how to draw your own landscape plan yourself, not only for this project, for other projects in the future. It's $179 for one person. It's $219 for two people from the same household. Those prices go up significantly in just a few weeks, so I would suggest you register right away. You can call 1-800-752-GROW, or you can register at neilsperry.com. And by the way, my book is also available from our website, the signed copies of the book. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
There are patents on so many things these days, but can there be a patent on quality? Well, if there were, I think the company I would grant that patent to first and foremost would be Advanced Foundation Repair. Fred Marshall and his team have done some wondrous things in foundation repair, bringing their industry forward. One of the things they did was not anything that you could ever patent. It's just something that they led the pack with, and that was making their work guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, transferable owner to owner to owner. So that's pretty cool. They were the first ever to do that. Now other companies do it. But the people who originated it are Advanced Foundation Repair, my sponsors now of 20 years. Nobody wants foundation problems, but if you've had them, you know how important it is to get somebody really good on the job. Their home inspection is absolutely free. They will tell you if you have a foundation problem. If you don't, they'll tell you that. If a problem is detected, they'll show you what it is. You'll be able to understand it. They will stay there until you do understand, and they'll give you the cost of what it would take to get it fixed. And I think you're going to be surprised that cost is going to be lower than a lot of the other companies, if not all of them. Advanced Foundation Repair. Their quality in my book. That's 214-333-0003. Oh, and I've used them at my home and at my magazine office, so I know firsthand. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. And that is Advanced Foundation Repair.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, ever so much. We go to Houston, to Michael. This is Neil. Michael, thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got an avocado tree that I planted probably 3 or 4 years ago in my backyard, and it has produced everything but fruit. Somebody had said you have to have a male and a female, but I'm not sure if that's correct. I figured I'd call the expert.
Well, I'm not an expert on avocados because they really are not the least bit adapted anywhere north of, south of you, really. they are not winter hardy. Did you not have any winter damage to it last year?
Yes, it did freeze up, but it sprouted right back up. It's back up 3 feet since last year. So
and
really
so when it froze, how far down did it freeze?
I'm going to say maybe a foot. It's about three and a half feet tall, and it froze down a foot, and a little sprig popped out of that, and it's, a good half an inch, almost an inch in diameter again.
Okay,
it's really grown well.
So no problem with it freezing to the ground then?
No.
You know, I can't help you because I don't know whether a cross-pollinator is required for avocados. It is always a good idea to have a second variety. I don't know on avocados, but I will find out during one of my longer breaks, and I'll let you know. They just are not adapted to any part of the state that I've ever lived in. And
okay.
A young fruit tree that young is not going to bear anyway. That's awfully young for an avocado or for any fruit tree to be producing. In case you get separated from your radio and don't hear an answer, what I'm going to do is do a search at Aggie Horticulture Avocados. And I think, in fact, I have a link on my laptop that I just leave in place because I refer to it fairly often. And it is a hub of all of the fact sheets that they have written on various horticultural crops. And I have my laptop in front of me. Let me turn it on. And there is something on avocados. It is aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu/fruit-nut/. Let me get to avocados and just do a quick look because I'm right here. This is exciting radio. See if I can see if there's anything about cross-pollination. I'll have it. I'll do it during a break. I've already bored myself on this one. And, boy, there's freeze protection. Pruning weeds. Okay, I'm not seeing anything other than the standard things. I'll see what I can find.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Have a great one. I'm sorry I didn't have the answer right at the tip of my tongue there. All right, let me go back now. I got to get back into my call screener page because I just left it on my laptop. Hang on just a moment. And there we are. Yeah, Dan in Plano. Thank you. That was a workout and I didn't go anywhere. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
You're right.
I'm trying to find out if there's any way to control. I live in a residential neighborhood, and I've got rabbits in my yard, and they've been there for about 2 years. I've tried different sprays. I'm using a deer and rabbit repellent now.
How's it working?
It doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. The problem comes in that they are very mobile, very prolific. Gunfire is discouraged in neighborhoods. I'm not a hunter, so I'm not going to encourage that anyway. But I can't help you so much with the ornamental shrubs and ground covers and things they may eat. But as far as color is concerned, which is what they very often end up eating, putting plants in large pots helps a great deal at my home. I live in the country. We have all kinds of wildlife, rabbits included. And having 24, 30-inch pots and putting my color in those, I can accomplish almost the same look that I want, actually in less work, because I can have a really good potting soil in that pot and not have to rototill a whole great big bed. And water restrictions are easier to stand by, and the rabbits can't get to them.
My problem is Bermuda grass.
Okay.
They're just destroying my landscape.
Yeah, and I had a post on Facebook this week. The lady said, "What's tearing up my yard?" And I zoomed in on the photo that she had put in. I said, "I see rabbit pellets." And she said, "Well, I do have rabbits." I said, "Yeah, I think you have them right there." I don't have an answer, Dan. There's just nothing you can do. If there's a way to fence that part of your yard, that would work. But if it's a front yard, there's just not. I don't have anything. I almost said that when I
said... I'm going to probably put a trap out there, the only thing I can think of.
I don't know how you're going to bait it and get them into it.
Then, that's true.
Then where do they go to be released? You know, that's because they don't want them either, probably. Our son lives in Stonebridge Ranch, and they're just overrun with rabbits. Every time we go see him, we have to watch out for the children playing in the street and the rabbits. So there's no good answer. You're welcome to search on any university website about rabbit control and urban landscapes. It just isn't a good one.
We'll
try
that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, thank you. I didn't do a thing for you. I owe you a much better answer next time. Let's go to Brenda in Waxahachie. Brenda, I can help you. And Buck in University Park, the answer is going to be exactly the same for you. If you want to wait, that'd be great. But same question back to back. Brenda, how can I help you?
Hi, Neil. Thank you for taking my call. My question's a lot easier than the last.
Yeah, I've had a workout.
I have a section of my yard that it's got this weed grass, and I more or less killed it with Roundup. But I'm going, is it better to till it now, or should I just wait till the spring?
In my measure, it is too late.
And plant the yard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, in my measure, it is now too late to be planting sod. Mm-hmm. Or plugs, or to be seeding Bermuda. We're now into the 20s of September, and my normal cutoff date is September 15, and I'm really nervous much after September 1, especially with St. Augustine. The problem that we have is that we don't know how cold it's going to be. We don't know when the first freeze will come. I have seen a first freeze as early as October 26th or 7th, somewhere right in there, and everything shuts down at that point. And St. Augustine, especially, is not that well established at that point. Now, there are a lot of landscape contractors who do sod Bermuda way into the winter. Some even sod during the winter. There are times that builders finish a house in January and they can't give occupancy until there's a lawn, and so they'll roll out dormant Bermuda sod and put it in place. And Bermuda usually comes through. But it has to be watered. You can't tell when it's dry because you can't see anything. You have to go out and feel it. It's if you have the choice, it's much better to wait till April.
Okay. That's what I thought you were gonna say.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your honesty and your
overseeding answers. Overseeding with ryegrass, if you have bare ground that's gonna track mud, overseeding with ryegrass is a better option.
And if you do that, what would happen in spring? You would just
it dies away. Either whether you use perennial rye or annual rye, it dies away. Now, before I let you go, or before anybody starts yakking at me, I know that there are a couple of cities, or I know of one in particular that will not allow. They fine people if they see ryegrass coming up in their yards as an overseeding, because it wastes water in the wintertime. And the ryegrass I'm going to be planting in the next week or 10 days will be irrigated one time on my water day, and then I'll take my chances from that point on. I'm not going to baby it. If we get rain, I'm good to go like we had last year, just enough to keep it going great. If we don't get rain, I've lost $100, and I'm willing to take that chance. But you don't have to water ryegrass any more than you do your normal lawn during the winter, so it is not a waster of water. That's just an old school myth of somebody who is not looking at facts, so I just wanted to take that stand. I'm sorry you got caught in the crossfire there, Brenda.
No, that's fine. I'm just curious about the rye in the spring then.
Well, it dies away. Even the perennial rye is not truly perennial in North Texas. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you just care to let it go dormant and wait till April, that's absolutely fine.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Now, having said that to her, I'm going to tell you one thing, and I will admit this. And that is that people who plant ryegrass do tend to water a lot in the winter. And so in that regard, yes, it does waste water because people don't pay attention, and they water when they don't need to. So, you know, you can't educate get rid of all confusion and such. I don't have any phone calls now because I talked my one guy out of staying on the hold. His question was basically the same. We just took about five calls in that segment. So if you'd like to call, it's 800-288-WBAP. I'd kind of like it if you'd call 800-288-9227. My book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, has had some wonderful comments, absolutely wonderful comments. Now, this is a book that is not in stores, not on Amazon. The only way you can get it is from my magazine office or from my website. because I just decided I wanted to self-publish this time. I was tired of writing books and then being abused by publishers, frankly. It's not a sadness party for Neil. I've been very lucky with the books that I've done, but a couple of times, the last couple books that I wrote, I never got to the publisher. They never got published because publishers went out of business. And I thought, I'm going to do this one myself. So here is what you have. You have a book that is so much better than my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1991. That's 23 years ago, almost a quarter of a century ago. This book is totally updated and totally different. It's not a revision. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, which you will not find in stores. You'll find the other one, the old one, but you won't find this one. This one has a chapter, for example, specifically dedicated to monthly activities of things you need to do month by month. And in it, it will tell you it's too late now to plant sod, for example, and so forth. All right. So that's that chapter, 48 pages of when to do things. It has a chapter on basics of gardening, one on trees, one on shrubs and vines and ground covers, annuals, perennials. It also has, of course, lawns and fruit and vegetables. And it has more than 25 multi-page charts to make choosing your plants so easy. Wait till you see those charts. Wait till you see that monthly activity chapter. You're going to like this book, or I'll refund every penny. We have sold many, many, many thousands of these books, and not one request for a refund yet. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, normally $32.95, is on sale for only $28.95. And as an extra special bonus, a week or so ago, we did something I've never done before on the radio. I'm offering signed copies of the book. I just couldn't keep up with the signatures before. But I took delivery on some, and we are signing books. And so you'll be getting a signed copy if you call the office before 11 today. It's going to be $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. You can order anytime today at neilsperry.com.
Shades of Green's annual tree sale is happening right now. Take advantage of savings up to 30% off all container and B&B trees, 10-gallon and larger, at Shades of Green. If you've been thinking about adding new trees to your landscape, then you can't go wrong with this sale. Fall is almost here, which is the best time for planting in North Texas. As always, Shades of Green has a phenomenal selection of plant material, from specimen quality trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color. New shipments arrive weekly. Don't forget, September is the time to apply the most important fertilizer application of the year. At Shades of Green, you'll find a wide selection of gardening supplies, from fertilizers, foliar sprays, mulches, and compost, organic gardening supplies, and insect control, as well as beautiful pottery, fountains, and unique garden accents. Need some landscape inspiration? Or do you want your landscape to go from simple to sensational? Give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. They specialize in low maintenance and low water requirement landscape ideas. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com.
Let me tell you right now about the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. Something very exciting will be happening 6 days from now. We have a new date, a new course for our 9th annual Crepe Myrtle Trails Run the Trails. Fun for all ages, twice the size. And that's for the 2014 Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney Run, set for Saturday, September 27. We have a 10K, that's new to this race, 5K and 1 mile. It'll start at Cockrell Middle School at 1351 Hardin Road in McKinney. Starting gun for the first race will be at 8:30. McKinney Oktoberfest is this coming weekend as well, and we're proud to be a part of that. I say we because I'm on the board of the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. We think that the inclusion of a certified fast 10K course will bring runners from well beyond the boundaries of McKinney to join the fun and see what a great community we have. And then you go down to Oktoberfest around the square in downtown and you say, oh man, that's McKinney. That's special. You're going to love it. Oh, see Myrtle Village, twice the size as before. The race is directed and timed by Racing Systems through Run-On of McKinney. Medals and trophies will be awarded to the fastest runners in multiple age divisions. And follow-up rewards go to local schools. $5 of students' and parents' registration fees go back to the participating schools. For advanced registration, go to crapemyrtletrails.org, C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org. Registration on race day begins at 7:30 in front of Cockrell Middle School, intersection of White and Hardin Roads. More than 35 business community businesses and organizations are sponsors of the event and led by our friends at the McKinney Community Development Corporation. They do so much to make McKinney better. That's the Crepe Myrtle Trails 9th Annual Run the Trails coming up next Saturday, crepemyrtletrails.org.
Don't miss late-breaking news and weather. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve. They've been serving the Metroplex now for almost a quarter of a century, 1981. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists and college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. They have a pathology lab right there in their building. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. Their tree climbing crews have taken state competitions and represented Texas and the World Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of 32 years, including this year. They offer complete tree maintenance programs, fertilizing, pruning, cabling and bracing, insect and disease control consultation, damage assessment and appraisal. They are serious about trees. 866-552-7267. The only people who will ever touch my trees, Arborological Services, on the web, arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services. All right, we have about a minute before we need to break for news, and I think that I can help Lou in Duncanville pretty quickly because I have a good reference. Lou, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've been looking for a couple of years at the roses that are planted in shopping centers, parking
yes,
lot.
Yes, sir.
And they look like knockout roses, but they don't seem to be pruned. I was wondering, what are those that maintain that size and shape?
Those are knockout roses. That's what's almost always used in the commercial landscapes, Lou. I'm going to give you a warning that that particular group of roses seems to be especially vulnerable to rose rosette virus. This is a virus disease that came really to the forefront a couple of years ago. It's been around a long time, but it has really ravaged knockouts. I think I'd stay away from knockouts. I talked to consulting rosarians at some of the maybe the Fall Rose Show, and I also would look at the Texas A&M website on Earthkind roses. Knockout was originally there, but they'll have the updates on rose rosette virus. Be very, very careful in choosing your rose varieties. That should get you started. I appreciate your call. Folks, we have another hour. If you're on hold, stay with me. We'll get right to you on the other side of the news.